Hey everybody, this is Ben Fahey, and today we are going to be reading 1 Samuel 1:21 through 2:11. When her husband Elkanah went up with all of his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." "Do what seems best to you," her husband Elkanah told her. "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good on his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought them to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "Pardon, my lord. As surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I have prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I have asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord," and he worshiped the Lord there. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warrior are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who are full hire themselves out for food, but those who are hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth, and he humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, and he has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world, and he will guard the feet of his faithful servants. But the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Then Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest. What a way to start 1 Samuel, right? We've got Hannah, who, if you were listening to the previous podcast, was barren. She was married to this guy, Elkanah. And Elkanah actually had 2 wives, and his second wife had a lot of kids and also was kind of nasty. She would mock Hannah relentlessly for not having kids and just kind of a jerk about it. But we see here that Hannah had gone to Shiloh and prayed, and basically, you know, "God, if you give me a child, I will dedicate him to you, and he will basically be a minister for you for all of his days." And that's a heck of a promise. But Hannah makes good on it, and this is kind of this verse, you know, the end of 1 Samuel chapter 1 is all about that, and just Hannah keeping her word. And her husband was even like, "Are you sure? You sure about that?" But yeah, she goes ahead and does it, which is, you know, kudos to her. I honestly cannot imagine doing that. This passage, this whole opening of 1 Samuel really has spoken to me. I don't know how much you know about my story, or, you know, myself and my wife. We started coming to Watermark, you know, 3-ish years ago, and we moved to, you know, Spring Lake area, Grand Haven area, and we were going to start a family. You know, Watermark appealed to us because they have just this amazing adoption, foster kinship care ministry. And when we showed up, everyone was just very friendly, and we really loved it here. And we had kind of wanted to have a family that we wanted to adopt. We wanted, you know, to potentially look into foster care. We have a niece that was fostered to adopt, and we just love her to pieces. And, you know, but we also, you know, wanted to have maybe, you know, a biological kid. But as we started that process of, you know, trying to, you know, start with a biological kid for no real particular reason, we found out that we were basically told, hey, you can't really have kids. It's not really on the cards, which was disappointing for sure, but it wasn't the end. We were still excited to be parents. And, you know, we said, all right, well, let's go to adoption. And, you know, Carrie wanted me to make sure to tell you guys, adoption was not option number two. It was always part of the plan, but it was just something that, you know, we felt like, okay, this door closed, let's do adoption. But if you've ever been through the adoption process before, even, you know, foster care or any of that stuff, you know that there is just a lot that goes into that, right? There's physical exams, you gotta do house studies, you gotta pay all these fees, and so it's a lot of like, okay, saving and, you know, going through that whole process. And then every year, you know, you have to update your house study. So after this long process, we got set up, we got our little booklets done for prospective birth moms to like, hey, this is the family you're kind of giving your kid to. Yeah, you do that, and then you have to update it like every year. So every year that goes by is like a reminder of like, hey, you don't have a kid yet. You know, time marches on. And so we had been helping out with the high school youth group, and they have, you know, we had like an end of year meeting, and we had some prayer time. During that prayer time, you know, we had prayed to God, you know, God, please send us a child. And, you know, miracle happened. Carrie got pregnant. And, you know, now we have our son, Declan, which, you know, brings me back to Hannah here. You know, she also struggled with a very similar thing. She wanted so badly to be a mother, to have a child, to hold this little guy and love him. But it was even worse for her because she had people constantly mocking her and like ripping on her, which is awful. But eventually she did get pregnant, and she did have a child, Samuel, you know, namesake of the book, you know. And when you hold a kid, your child, for the first time, you're like, wow, what a miracle, what a blessing. And Hannah had made this promise to God that she was going to take her firstborn child and dedicate him to the Lord. I cannot imagine the emotions that were going through her mind as that happened. But yeah, so she did that, then she prayed about it. And I just really appreciate Hannah's faith and her courageousness. And families come in all shapes and sizes. And, you know, Hannah was willing to give up this miracle for something greater. And, you know, Samuel has this incredible purpose in the Old Testament, and he finds, you know, David for God and kind of anoints him to be king. And it's just really cool to see God at work in the Old Testament and how he can use a broken situation to do something really cool. And I just appreciate that. So I'm just going to close in a quick prayer here. Dear God, thank you so much for the story of Samuel and how you use just a broken situation to build something beautiful out of not only Hannah's life, but Samuel's life as well. And God, just help us to recognize that even though things maybe aren't going the way that we want them to, that you have this ability to turn any situation into something good. And we just thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.